This is the Mindset Toolkit Podcast. The continual pursuit of improvement.
How's everybody going? My name is Selwyn, host of the Mindset Toolkit Podcast, and this is a quick episode that I like to call Lessons of the Day, where I review some items that I've learned over the last couple of days and distill them down into talking points that can be added to your toolkit. So, here we go. The first couple of lessons come from the Entree Leadership Podcast and an interview with Sean Stevenson. Sleep is super important. Think quality, not quantity. It's not about how much you sleep, it's about how well you sleep. Secondly, consistency is very important. Your body is always looking for consistency, trying to create regular patterns and everyday rhythms. By not creating this, by sleeping at a different time, waking up a different time, it's throwing off your hormonal rhythms within your body, including even eating at different times of the day. The next couple of things here are little points that Sean Stevenson talks about to improve your sleep. Ideally, you want to sleep in a completely blacked out room. They had studies where they had patients that were sleeping. They subjected the back of their kneecap to some light, and apparently that decreased the production of melatonin as they were sleeping. So you didn't even need to absorb the light through the eyes. It could have happened to any other part of the body. He also recommends to have no blue lights an hour before bed. So no screens, no fluorescent lights. I know iPads and computers have the new yellow setting for the screen these days. Maybe that might help you out. Because melatonin is only released during cycles of darkness. We've evolved as humans to be awake during the day and asleep during the night. So when we have more artificial light, our body isn't able to start creating that melatonin to cause drowsiness and sleepiness. And also remember that caffeine has an 8-hour half-life. So try and intake no caffeine in the afternoon. You might still be able to fall asleep even if you have a coffee at nighttime, but the melatonin production will be decreased and you won't have as deep of a sleep as usual. And another interesting study has shown that meditation has proven to be just as effective as sleep drugs for insomnia. They've showed lowered levels of blood pressure and reduced the risk of strokes. So that's another win for a daily meditation practice. So the next couple of points come from the Art of Charm podcast's interview with Chris Hadfield. Your life is a direct result of the little choices you make every day. Kind of follows from Aristotle's quote that excellence isn't an act but a habit. I probably butchered that quote, but it still got the same message. So big choices are pretty easy to make. It's the little actions that you take that are the hardest part. So you want to light that path ahead one step at a time. For example, losing weight. It's easy to decide to lose weight. I think it's a lot harder to take the little actions and daily habits to actually lose weight. Today is probably the best time in history to learn anything about anything. Knowledge is the best antidote to fear and proven ability. So you want to take that theory, practice it over and over again under non-threatening but realistic circumstances. So kind of stress test the theories you learn. Learn how to do things a little bit under pressure so that when the real life scenario comes, you're able to do that well. Kind of like how Tim Ferriss prepared for his TED Talks. He would go into some companies that he'd invested in, ask for a small room of strangers, and deliver that speech in front of a small room of strangers so that the first time that he gives a speech in front of strangers, it is in a room full of 20,000 strangers, rather 5 to 10 strangers. You kind of want to inoculate that stress. So Chris Hadfield quoted that no matter how big a problem is, you can always make it worse. So find a way to be as good as you can and be as ready as you possibly can. This comes back to the previous point where proper preparation is important so you can overcome any situation. At the very best, you become mentally prepared to tackle a problem because you've seen it before, you've experienced it before. Moving on to life. Life isn't a one-way trip, so you really have to ask yourself, what do you hope to achieve? Everyone talks about this ladder of success. He prefers to think of it as a series of little pedestals where you climb up one and then climb down, climb up another and down. So one after the other, you're kind of doing this up and down, ebb and flow towards your ultimate goal. And just remember that just because there is danger present, it doesn't mean you have to be terrified. He also recommends you want to, quote, aim to be zero. So you want to come into a situation, watch, observe, so that you can be measured in your influence and actually be a positive asset. Just learn a little bit before you make any movements or announcements. Kind of like that OODA loop. Observe, orient, decide, act. Really simple stuff there. So that's all I have for today. So go out and use it. This has been Selwyn on a quick episode of Lessons of the Day from the Mindset Toolkit podcast. Thanks for your time. Remember, what you learned today will serve you tomorrow. So go out and go get it.